Now I'm being joined with
Dominic Corner, Senior Programmer on Missions Team.
Commander Muttley.
Darren Hillel, Designer.
It's about 11 o'clock now, is it? Ish?
It's about 10 to 12.
11. Time keeps flying. I'm losing time left and right and centre. Yeah. How are you guys making of Frontier Expo so far?
It's really good. It's great seeing all the fans come out showing support to us. And it's crazy just like seeing all these people here and all the community stalls. It's great.
Can you say on a scale of 1 to 11 how excited you think people are going to be for the announcements come 5?
What announcement in particular? Or for what game in particular?
For Elite Dangerous.
For Elite Dangerous. 1 being the highest, 11 being lowest, or other way around?
11 being highest.
11 being the highest. Probably guarantee a solid 8 or 9.
I'm not going to ask about the other ones because
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, I don't want to put yourself on the spot either. So you're coming along, you guys are coming along in your own time, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming along in your own time to join us, but what's your favourite thing about coming along to events like this?
For me, it's just seeing the turnout. Like, when we check forums and Reddit posts, and if you've got a long list of usernames, it's cool to actually see the people that are behind the usernames and the people that are behind the games that are so passionate about the games themselves and take their time out to come and show their appreciation for the game.
What would you like to see them announce at 5 o'clock?
I think probably Volcanic Planets. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Wasn't Volcanic Planets mentioned in part of the Horizon season?
I think there was a mention during the initial announcement. But
we've got our geysers and things like that, or geysers, however
yeah,
you want to pronounce
yeah.
it.
I'd like to see the Lava Planets.
Lovable. I noticed that you're wearing a Common Peace t-shirt.
Oh, do you want to see the back?
Oh, let's see the back. And the back is a lovely brew of a probe.
No, that's
the sensor, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I can't quite recognise the differences between the probes and the sensors yet.
I have to fight the urge to say unknown artifact now that the name's changed for 2.4.
I've not actually seen the unknown artifact in its new name.
Yeah.
I've seen the Thargoid probe, but I haven't seen the Thargoid sensor now. Right, so I mean, I have a feeling, and obviously you can't say yes or no. We're currently shooting the wrong people here.
The wrong people.
The wrong Thargoids.
The wrong Thargoids.
You know, and I've not seen them doing anything horrible to us.
There have been plenty of commanders that have been blown up by Thargoids. There's lots of wrecked capital ships that are in the Pleiades, which Galnet's very aptly said have been destroyed by Thargoids. Federations all up in arms. Aegis exists for a reason.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they're the ones shooting first in pretty much every case. Everything I have seen personally has always been... We are the ones initiating everything, I feel.
There have been times where players haven't shot at a Thargoid.
And they haven't died.
And there are plenty where they haven't shot at a Thargoid than they have.
They just get up in their face. We had a lovely time when Commander Psycho Cow launched out of my cutter straight into the eye of a Thargoid, and it wasn't very impressed.
Well, that's the thing. These things aren't human. So what you might consider being any form of communication with it might see as being something totally different. It's like a hand gesture in one nation might be something like a greeting, and in another nation it's seen as being offensive. So like that's what's really interesting about the players that are going to doing all of the non-combat and the research with Thargoids, seeing how the different interactions work. And that's what's so great about groups like Canon that really want to figure out what are these things about, why are they here, where they come from, what do they want. That's super exciting for us as devs to know some of those answers and to see other people trying to figure those out.
Well, thank you very much then, guys.